Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Now, to connect with me after the show, go to my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again, folks, is AskSueLondon.com. I love all the feedback you're all sending me and asking for requests and many of you, when I was down in Rhode Island, were asking for requests for me to share recipes that I make that are healthy and gluten-free. So if you go to my blog, AskSueLondon.com, you'll see that I posted a recipe up there today for homemade vegan, gluten-free broccoli cheddar soup. My husband Ross and I made it today for lunch, and it is awesome, and our family loves it. Our grandchildren, like, they line up for it, and then when they know grandma's making it, they're over. So check that out. It's a nice, warm soup, very affordable to make and very easy. It takes 20 minutes from beginning to end. It's great. So check that out at AskSueLondon.com, the blog, okay? So we've got a great show today, and I am so excited. We are now in 2014. We're kicking off the show today with a wonderful friend of mine. We've got Bonnie Christina Ross here with us. She's given y'all psychic medium readings. If you call in, ask your question, make it only one question. If you don't have a question, then Bonnie will tell you what you need to know. But we want to give everybody the opportunity to have a sample Bonnie's readings, psychic medium readings. So one question only, okay, folks? And you can ask your question also through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So we're starting the show off a little different today. We've got a favorite producer of mine. We've got Chrissy with us today. And then Christopher will be joining us during the show in the later half. So Chrissy, Happy New Year, my friend.
Oh, Happy New Year, Sue. It's really good to talk to you again. I mean, I haven't seen you or talked to you since you came to visit, right?
Yeah. How was your Christmas?
It was great. My New Year's was even better. I went to the comedy club. That's a great way to bring in the new year.
Nice. Well, you know, we stayed home and we have a tradition that our grandson, he's seven now and he has a date with grandma and grandpa, but he lasted till about 7:15. And then I was having trouble keeping Ross awake. And we went on the holidays to see that movie, Saving Mr. Banks.
Yes.
Have you seen it yet?
I have not.
Awesome. It's awesome. And I did not know my husband, Ross, who's turning 57 in 8 more days, he has never seen the movie Mary Poppins.
Wow.
What people don't see Mary Poppins. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked when I heard that. And so we have a smart TV and we have Cineplex. Any of you technical people will understand this, but you go to the TV and it's, I guess, like you're renting a movie, kind of similar to Netflix. And we watched Mary Poppins. So Ross had a growing experience and loved the movie. So it's awesome. But the Saving Mr. Banks was really good. Mm. So, yeah. So that's new year. You got new intentions to put out. You're all focused and clear what you want for this year.
Oh, definitely. And I was already on the road to it prior to the new year beginning. So I got a head start. Yeah. I'm definitely getting fit and healthy this year.
That's great. Well, you'll have to check out that recipe I put on my blog. It's gluten-free, vegan, and it only took 20 minutes to make, and Ross and I made it for lunch today, and oh, it's so cold here in Canada. It's like minus 30 with the wind chill here in my area.
Unbelievable.
And so we made homemade broccoli cheddar soup, and oh my gosh, it just warmed us up. So you got to check that out. I'll be putting a new recipe up every week, and then we'll kind of give you everyone the heads up about what that recipe is all about. So check it out.
Is it normal for minus 30 degree weather up there?
Not where we live. We live in the Niagara region of southern Ontario. And I was saying at the break and telling you and Bonnie that our poor little dogs, Willie's a Shih Tzu and Gus is a Shih Tzu, and Ross is taking them out and putting their coats on before they go out. And he's taking them between the houses to have their pee because they won't go in the backyard. The wind chill is just too much for them. So I'm just praying to God they don't pee on in the house, you know, but they got to do their business. But that's, I don't ever remember being it this cold, but I'm ready to go back to the Caribbean.
I'm sure. And if you do go, make sure you pack me.
Okay, you're on. So let's bring our guest on because, folks, what she's going to do is a psychic medium readings, and we're going to get you to experience how she does this by reading Chrissy. So let me tell you first about her. Our guest is Bonnie Christina Ross, and I love, love, love her so much. She's been a dear friend of mine for many years. Bonnie and her husband, Daryl Thistle, are actually the amazing and very talented people who wrote and produced my theme music. So the music you hear in my show when they're, you know, the introduction and the commercials, that is produced and sang by Bonnie and her husband, Daryl. They are so talented, and they have just produced a new song, and we're going to play that today for you to enjoy. I find that Bonnie's music is very healing, and excuse me, I've just swallowed the wrong way. It's very healing, and I just find it so calming. And the one time Bonnie had made a CD of her music for me, and I had to drive to Toronto. I don't like traffic. I don't like driving to the city of Toronto. I'm a country girl, not a city girl like that. And I put her CD in, and I was playing Perfect Sky, which is my theme music. And it just helped me to make that drive. It was so peaceful and calming. So we got lots of great stuff for you today. And so I'm proud and honored to share that with you. Now, to learn more about Bonnie and to experience a full reading with her, go to BonnieRoss.com. And if you don't have a chance to have a reading with her, or if you want more of a reading with her, go to her website and book her. Folks, I can tell you, I'm very careful who I bring on the show to share with you, and Bonnie is the best. I love her, and she's gives you messages that help you along your journey as well. So without any further delay, Bonnie, my friend, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Sue, for having me again.
Well, it's the beginning of the new year, you know, when we got lots to talk about, and you and I always have such fun together.
Oh, I it's my privilege to be on the show, and it's always great to work with you, Sue.
Well, you know, and we got to tell everyone, you got some big things happening in 10 more days. Tell everybody.
I do.
What's coming to you, my friend?
Well, I am going to be ordained as a spiritualist minister January 12th. So I've been studying for a couple of years now, and I've been visiting the spiritualist churches, and this is where I lecture and demonstrate mediumship. So it's a very cool religion that encompasses the belief in connection to spirit on the other side. So we do healings. We, as ministers, lecture about good, healthy ways of living and being. And it's just a lovely way to do what I've been doing for years anyways in a more... formal way, right?
And folks, Ross and I have gone and seen Bonnie in action in the church, and she's amazing. And for anyone who lives, and of course, Bonnie is a Canadian like me. She's lives in Ontario like I do, in southern Ontario. Now, if anyone wants to go to this, what do you call it? Ordination. If anyone wants to go, what's the church you're going to be at?
We're at the Church of Spiritual Wisdom, and all of the information is on the website. So rather than going through, visit www.bonnieross.com, and you'll see everything you need to see and where it is, what, when, and yeah. So,
and you're not only doing that, you're doing the readings, but you're also, you were telling me over the holidays that you've been doing drumming with different people, eh?
Yes, I have, actually.
Tell everyone about that.
One of the places that I'm drumming at right now is Hope Place, and it's here in Milton, Ontario, Canada, and it's a rehab center for women with addictions. So the drum can be used in very therapeutic ways to actually move people to release heavy energy that is all sort of enmeshed in the addictive behaviors and belief systems. So I'm very thrilled to be a part of their program, and I get to drum with ladies twice in a 35-day cycle. So they're actually honoring and working with trauma and how trauma is linked to addiction. So through the drum, we do a lot of very impactful energy work. Yeah.
Wow. Well, and folks, again, Ross and I have experienced the drumming classes with Bonnie and her husband, Daryl. And yeah, you know, I really had a hard time with the drumming, didn't I? I was kind of trying to be a little perfect there, wasn't I?
Well, that's the thing, right? And and you know, I saw that you did fall into a more relaxed way with the group. And it's, you know, when you're not a drummer or you're not a musician, it is a really foreign kind of new experience that can kind of, you know, it's interesting. A lot of us can get stuck in sort of, ooh, there's that perfectionist in me that has to play it right, and maybe I can't play it at all because I'm not going to play it exactly. And the truth is, we have to get rid of the perfectionist part of us and or find balance within that. And so drumming is an interesting way to bring you into inner work and realizations.
Yeah, well, it was very interesting to sit back and watch how things were happening for people during the class. I know you and I have had many conversations of, you know, without names, you know, experiences that you've seen and that. So, if folks, if you are in the Ontario, Canada area, it's worth the trip to come to Bonnie and take her courses because she is so gifted. I cannot say how gifted she is. So, Bonnie, without me just constantly bragging about you.
Well,
and,
thank you for that. I'll pay you later.
I mean it, though, you know.
No,
so why don't we, Chrissy?
Yes, my dear?
Why don't we have, did you have a specific question that you wanted to ask Bonnie, or do you want her just to kind of tell you the message you need to hear?
I would like to ask a question, if I may.
Sure.
Okay. What does my career look like for this upcoming year?
Right. Okay. When is your birthday, Chrissy?
12/28.
And the year?
76.
Oh, no, you're not one of them that don't talk about your age, are you?
Yep.
Right.
You heard that, right, Bonnie?
She's such a baby, eh, Bonnie? You and I are in our 50s. We're proud of that, aren't we?
We are very proud to be in this place of wisdom. That's how I frame the 50s.
Yeah, I'm not quite there yet.
Sorry, I'll let you two talk now.
Okay. Well, Chrissy, as I connect in with you, you have a ton of potential here.
Yay.
And I see that because you're so excited, you can get very passionate about a lot of things because you're good at a lot of things. You're probably confused at times as to which way to go because of your talents, right?
Yeah.
And so you have to get really clear this year. It's a beautiful year for you, not only in the health department and to really just sort of step it up and with this new flow physically that's going on with you as you feel lighter and more energetic, you are also with new opportunities here. And as I see you now, do you have, is it three jobs or three separate parts of your career?
Yes. How did you know?
She's smart. I told you.
And so, and they are somewhat linked, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something here that needs to shift so that you can really, really get focused. I feel like there's a bigger contract that would bring your energy to two rather than three. So for you to take a look at how you can find balance there and really choose, get really streamlined around where your energy is going. I also see you have, are you also studying at this time?
Yes, yes, I am.
You're really busy. That's probably the fourth iron in the fire then, as you are constantly studying as this sponge of knowledge, right? This eternal sort of student energy that you hold is brilliant. And in this course of study, it feels like several steps to take are modules. Does that make sense?
I don't know what that means.
Well, in this, what are you studying? Can you tell me that?
Psychology.
Right. And so there are other levels or pieces of it or directions to take in psychology that are coming in for you. So to more to specialize. And so studying is your job. And it's really important for you as you're looking at career to not waver from finishing this up. Do you have one more year?
Yes. Yep.
Yes. It's really important for you to stay on the 1 year and really, really don't get sidetracked by possibilities that may sound too good to be true, because they are, in terms of money-making career pieces, right? Don't get distracted and finish your study. And I believe that you'll be able to focus on a bigger job opportunity coming, especially by the spring of this year.
Wow, that's interesting, because that has always been my downfall. Because I'm a musician as well.
Uh-huh.
So what happens is I get these great ideas of going here and doing this, or, you know, going and writing music with some great, amazing person. And mm-hmm. I always get deterred off my path by doing that. That's really
interesting. Okay. Well, I want you to hold on to your gift of music. This is what happens when you have, like I say, this multi-dimensional sort of this talent about you is incredible. And your music comes to you in this lifetime. There is no question you need to be writing music, but not right now. And so you need to fuel your soul with music and keep your sort of foot in the door without getting too distracted, because music comes to you in what I call part two, which isn't too far down the road, but it's in this more relaxed part of your life where you get to embrace it in a very clear way.
Bonnie, this is Chris. How are you?
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Well,
welcome to
now,
the show, Chris.
Now I have to deal with Chrissy moving on to a new contract, and now I need to fill this position. Would you like a job at WBLQ?
I don't know. Depends. That's funny.
No, what I think is amazing about that is I was actually driving in my car. As always, uh-huh. Bonnie, you know I feel this way about you, but you always hit it dead on. It's amazing.
Oh, thanks.
Is Chrissy speechless there, Chris?
She is speechless. That's why she stepped away from the microphone and let me on the microphone.
Oh, did she? Oh, God.
Don't go anywhere, though, Chrissy. Chrissy has to finish the show with you.
Oh, well, are you now going to, was there anything more for Chrissy, Bonnie?
I think she's very blessed. And just keep to your original commitments and finish things that you start within the studies, and the rest becomes very clear.
That is such good advice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I think you're a lot like Chris, aren't you, Chrissy, that you're kind of speechless with this?
Yeah, definitely.
Get speechless.
Definitely. I mean, the fact that she could break it down, that I have multiple jobs and that I'm in school and all of those different things, it was really cool.
Yeah. Well, she's definitely an amazing, gifted girl. Folks, you've heard firsthand how Bonnie just read Chrissy. If you want to have a reading, call in. That number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819. Now, Christopher, do you want to learn now what's happening for you for this year, or did you have a
absolutely
question?
Of course, we had talked about this all week long that Bonnie was going to be on. I felt bad I couldn't be here for the first part of the show, but I'd love to know, Bonnie.
Okay, Chris. All right, can you remind me of your birthday again?
It is, get ready, April Friday, the 13th, 1973.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. I feel such a beautiful shift within you. You have lovely potential, and the energy or the vibration in your voice is so strong and confident. Not that it wasn't before, but it is. It's magnetic in this. I don't know. It's like pride and confidence here that is just oozing, and I feel like there's been a big shift within within everything that you're doing. There seems to be this energy of you being propelled forward with new opportunities here. These are new. It's like speaking engagements above and beyond the radio, if that makes sense for you.
Yeah, it kind of does, actually. It's amazing because I was talking to some people today, and I don't want to get into details about some other things on the side, so I think that's pretty cool.
Yes, and so it's time for you to make sure that you stay in balance because you're on a roll here. The momentum of getting out with this wonderful gift you have of communicating, but do it in balance and pick and choose. You are now in a place where you can pick and choose where your energy is going to go and really go and soul search around what it is that brings you the most joy as you choose. This year you have two choices to make around job outside of radio.
And I have to share with you what Sue just texted me too, because this is very true.
Yeah.
Within the last month and a half, as Chrissy has been doing, I just started going to our local gym sponsor, Westerly Fitness, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning from 5 a.m. to 5:30. I did miss yesterday, Sue. I think I have an excuse. It was New Year's Day, but most Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays mornings, except for Christmas and New Year's. And that right there has been an incredible shift. And just the way you said that, both Sue and I are just, you know, texting back and forth like, wow.
It's so incredible that just the power in your voice, Chris, and, you know, you move energy when you move physically in this way that opens you to your own higher self and really listening closely to that voice of your own higher self here, as you will find these openings or just sort of opportunities to have these aha moments that you absolutely know what feels right, and you're going to go for it. So
I know what feels right, but Sue, yeah. I'm really craving what you call a pop right now, and I'm saying no to myself. I'm saying no.
Yes, you are. And I'm so excited for you because these levels are coming down within the physical, right? Do you have sugar issues in your family?
You mean like diabetic, that type of
yes.
thing? Not that I know of. Not in my immediate family anyway, but I mean, who knows? Maybe there's been some undiscovered stuff.
Okay, this is just lurking stuff that you are reversing easily as you stay on this momentum of wellness. And I do see that you are meeting some new goals, both physically and also I see books piling up around your nightstand. Are you reading two books right now at the same time?
No, actually, what you're seeing, and you're right, but there's just one thing. I'm reading a lot of stuff on my iPhone on the internet at night.
Yes. So both ways, you're sort of looking at two sources.
Exactly.
And you're taking in information here. Important, I don't know if you're researching or reevaluating, but it's time to put yourself out in a new spotlight. And so I don't know if you're tearing down a website or reconstructing that part of your business. Are you looking at that?
Yes, actually, it does have to do with business and the reevaluating, too. You actually said both things, restructuring
Good.
And reevaluating.
Yeah, and so it's really important to get this done in the next six, not done, but really in a strong momentum in the next 6 weeks so that you can get ready for a busy spring with new energy of opportunities coming. I see, I don't know if you have cardinals there in the States. You understand the red bird?
Yes, cardinal? We have many cardinals, especially in the winter for some reason.
Yeah. Okay, well, are you noticing them as of late within the past couple of weeks?
Is there a reason for that? Yes, I have.
Yes. Yes, you have. Because they're showing up in your life. They're spiritual messengers. And cardinals come in to remind you to accept your life's importance, to step in truly into the master that you are as a communicator, as a speaker. I mean, it's really important to just step into it. So they're reminding you that you are on the path and you hold great leadership qualities. So whenever you see the cardinal now, you need to ask yourself, am I truly accepting this life path and standing in absolute confidence with it?
Great. Thank you very much, Bonnie.
You're welcome.
Speechless there, Christopher?
As always, I'm always speechless when I talk to Bonnie.
Bonnie, why don't we take a little break? I want everyone to hear the new song that you have produced with Daryl. Spark? That's the name?
Yes. Spark? Spark.
Folks, when you listen to the song, listen to the words and be aware how you feel. Bonnie's and Daryl's music is absolutely so calming and healing. So let's play that song now, Chris. And then when we come back, we'll have Bonnie tell me what 2014 holds for me. And also to have a reading yourself, call us at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask a question on the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. Just send us your name and your full birthday. And if you have a question or if you just wanted to read you, just send us that in the message. So we'll take that break and we'll be back right away. Stay tuned.
Love so divine.
and back to Sue London right here on Get Inspired Radio.
Hello, I'm back. That's all I can say. Thank goodness I took Toastmasters and learned how to do this impromptu stuff, folks. Bonnie, that song is beautiful.
Well, thank you, Sue. Thank
Very
you.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there and I was just kind of falling over in my chair. Every time you play, I listen to your music, I just get so mellow and relaxed and ready for a nap.
It's
awesome.
Sweetheart. Well, we certainly took a right turn as musicians playing in classic rock bands and really channeling this new music that really is certainly not what we thought we'd be doing at this point in our lives.
Yeah.
But we love it, and it's nice that you have that response to it. It's really about feeling good, right? This is vibration
really
that we want to bring.
And like, I'm just not saying that, like, Ross, folks, my husband, he loves their music as well. And anytime that Daryl's in a band and anytime that we have the opportunity to go out and hear them, you know, we're always there to hear it because they just are some very, very couple of very gifted people. So thank you for sharing your music, my friend. I understand we have someone on the call, like somebody waiting to have a reading. But as we said before the break, bring it on, baby. Tell me what 2014 holds for me.
Okay.
And then we'll bring the caller on.
Okay, beautiful. All right, Sue. I really, I am getting all kinds of energy about your opening to your natural intuitive talents that are already amazing. But this is a year for you to truly trust in your ability here to listen and to deliver impactful messages of your own. And so important for you to pay attention to your dreams. This is a new cycle here. And, you know, it's interesting that we don't go to places until we're really ready. And there's no question that you are stepping into yet another level of transformation here. And as I've known you for many years, I am completely thrilled to watch you as what I call the master manifester. You know, you have this ability to really bring in your heart's desire. And obviously, you're doing very well because you're focused. And so this is a year of trust and focus as you bring in and pay attention. I don't know if you remember, are you recalling your dreams?
My dream? Yeah, they've been really interesting, to say the least. And every time I wake up, it's like, okay, I got to phone Bonnie. Because they're very interesting. There's been dreams about telling me what's coming, preparing me, telling me what to do in the day, reflecting a lot and healing, you know, childhood stuff. There's been a lot of that lately, too.
Beautiful. And it's quite timely that we are, all of us in the world, need to be doing what you're doing in reflecting, releasing on stuff, old stuff that isn't serving us as we move into this opportunity, this opening to get very close to spirit, as spirit is very close. So you're going to find some very interesting things going on. And not to stay grounded, but because to actually have physical manifestations in your house. I don't know if you felt lights flicking.
Oh my God!
Energy
no
in your house.
And Christopher, I hope you're listening to this because Chris and I talk about this. I'm telling you, I've had so many problems with my computer, and like I mentioned, like I know it's the other side saying, okay, enough is enough. You're not supposed to be working now. Lights, internet. Oh, you name it. Things move. Mm-hmm. So I know they are with me and they're trying to get my attention. And
beautiful,
they're doing it.
Beautiful. Yeah. And so honoring and just taking the time to truly listen. And I see you with a new shiny pen. I don't know. They're showing. Spirit shows me a golden pen and maybe it's your pen to write something also or to maybe find another stream here of within your career that is about writing. And I know you've written a few terrific books already, but I don't know how you feel about this golden pen that Spirit shows me.
Actually, I was driving in the car the other day, and as you and I were talking, and folks, you don't realize know this about this, but our dog Willie, as Bonnie, you and I were talking, his health is starting to go downhill. Right. He's starting to have some breathing problems and that. And I was seeing me write his eulogy. When our dogs are preparing to go, I write to help mm-hmm. me to prepare for their death and right. helping me to let go of my stuff, right, before I help them. Mm-hmm. And I saw me writing Willie's eulogy, writing his story and sharing that with a lot of people.
Wow.
So that's
beautiful.
I mean, what you
beautiful.
Were picking up, because I did that for Molly as well, about how she connected with me from the other side during the live radio show last year.
Right.
So maybe
yes,
was that
these
what you're
are so absolutely. It's yeah. really important for you to honor. I think there's more writing than that even for you to consider, but the okay. journaling, I know you're a brilliant coach, and this is so important that you heed Sue's advice around writing, as we need to honor our feelings but the creative aspect of you and your writing ability is mm-hmm. going to be channeled in a powerful way if you allow it this year.
Okay.
So beyond this beautiful eulogy, and of course every dog has his life cycle, and uh-huh. I don't like to predict any of that, but you know because you're the animal
yeah.
expert in terms of what's yeah. happening there.
Yeah, for
so,
sure.
So that's beautiful. So
yeah.
stay with your writing. You know, it's interesting, as you know, I'm a bit of a bird freak.
Oh,
and
no,
I
not
see
at
birds
all.
A lot. But the birds
she's a
show
super
up
freak,
in...
people.
I know.
But
I'm
I love you.
And so birds are messengers. And as I read people, I often see birds flitting around in spirit. And birds, all of them, hold a specific vibration or message. And your bird that sits on your shoulder right now is the dove.
Oh, yeah.
And the dove
yeah.
is a beautiful sign of peace and harmony. And you found this rhythm in your life that, you know, you will never go back to old ways of operating. I know we all get triggered sometimes, but you are in this new cycle for the better, and I see nothing but it's like a clear blue kind of sky ahead. But the dove also represents this new cycle for you.
When you were saying about the writing, did you see mm-hmm. it as a script?
You know, I see three separate pieces for you to look at this year.
Yeah.
Okay. And one of them most definitely could be a script. As you say the word script, I see it in my mind's eye with the color green around it going forward. And green could also mean that you're writing about some kind of wellness script too, something, because you have such knowledge around the physical aspect as well as the emotional and spiritual. So this is all along the path of wellness here that I see. Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I know I have, as you know, had visions and comments and proposals kind of about my story becoming a movie. And I know when I got my new desk that I'm sitting at, I saw the vision that this is where I was working on the script. And when we went to see that movie, Saving Mr. Bank, I kept flashing to see me writing my script. Like,
working. Oh, see that? See that? And so don't ignore, I mean, pay attention to these visions. Because these are the openings coming for you this year on where you need to go. And I would honor the script writing and get on it. This is a year of putting things on paper, for sure.
Okay.
In a very productive way.
Good. Okay. Perfect. Anything else you want to kick my butt with? Folks, when I say that to Bonnie, she's laughing because she knows what I'm going to say. Bonnie has a good way of feeling my energy anytime, and there have been times where she'll phone me early in the morning or late at night and say, Sue, just get yourself in the bathtub. Bonnie, did you want to say that to me this time, or am I past that, my friend?
You know what? I feel a new – it's an interesting – both you and Chris in your voice, you show such a shift, another shift in strength here.
Yeah.
I really feel like you know, you're paying really close attention and finding balance around when you need to get in the tub. And, you know, you're extremely sensitive and you catch all the vibes. And I just feel like there's some really good energetic hygiene going on that you're practicing more consistently, right? Because, you know, we learn, right? We learn when we feel stuff so intensely. And this is a year for you to, I would say, see the energy in front of you, acknowledge it, but not necessarily embrace or engage with everything coming your way. And that's the wisdom that comes with learning about energy. And I just see this just smooth road for you around all of that. If there's anything around, do you drive slow in the car, slowly?
Do I drive slow? Well, I did this morning because I nearly went off the road because, I mean, it's just a sheet of ice and I couldn't see in front of me with the wind, the snowstorm. Yeah.
Right. Because I'm just seeing this cautionary sort of white-knuckling of things, and I guess that makes total sense here in Canada. We're all white-knuckling right now. And
but
so,
I do go carefully. Like, I do find I still think, okay, is that past coming back? You know, I think maybe you're picking up that too.
The past.
Yeah.
Okay. You're okay. I really feel like there's someone that smoked a lot of cigarettes in the backseat of your car when you're driving. Do you feel that?
This is a male. It's my grandfather on the other side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's always with me in the car. And I'm always having conversations. Nice. And somebody must think I should be committed because when I drive, I'm always asking Grandpa Buck to, you know, get me home. And if I go to the network chiropractor, I'm like totally sometimes out of it, and I'll say to him, help me get home. But because I was going to say people are not allowed to smoke around me. So that's who you're getting.
he does anyways.
I know.
Do you smell it in the car? I often wonder if that's his, because I'm smelling cigarettes right here. So interesting.
Back.
Yeah. He loves you very much. He's saying he's with you and keeping you safe, and no worries in your travels.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. I was at our one daughter's yesterday, and his picture fell out of a box. And not just once, but it happened 3 or 4 times. So I looked at Ross, and I said, do you get the mask? You know, you getting it? So, and our grandson's, a grandson now, he talks a lot about him, too. And because I've told him a lot. So, well, thank you for that.
Oh, that's beautiful. You're watching. See, this is the brilliance that we can all embrace. And Sue does not miss an opportunity to watch for signs.
That's
absolutely.
Know, too, that with Willie, and I want to share this with everyone because with Willie getting ready to cross over, I know that I'm about to cross into a new transition or cross in the middle of crossing because, Bonnie, as you know, our animals come to us for a reason. And I'm learning a final lesson from Willie that in my past, I was really bad at wanting to take on our dog's stuff. And this is one question that Bonnie asked me just a couple days ago, in fact, right, Bonnie? Am I taking Willie's stuff on?
Right.
And I'm doing a lot better. And I have my cross that I wear now. And so I focus on that when I feel like I'm going to take it on. And I did take a little bit on. I'll tell you that I did. But the last time he was sick, he had a stroke the last time. And I actually took on that stroke symptom. So I'm not doing stuff like that now. So
yes. See, that's the learning though, right?
That's right.
That's learning. Exactly.
And that's what I know his final lesson is for me, that he's been telling me as I do Reiki on him every few hours. So that's, you know, our pets come to us for a reason. So
he's a lucky dog.
He is,
having
isn't
Reiki,
he? But
I'm also
blessed to have him too. And I cherish every moment. I know he'll come from the other side too. And, you know, be getting Gus barking and playing in the whole bit, you know? So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that, my friend. Now we've got a caller who's been really patiently waiting. Shall we bring her on now, Bonnie?
Sure.
Okay. Is it Elfie from Phoenix, Arizona that we have on the call?
Yes.
Hi, Elfie. Welcome to the show. What would you like Bonnie to, would you have a specific question you want to ask her?
Yes. Well, my question is, does she see me successful and married with a family? And also, I just want her to let me know what else does she see? I don't know.
Okay. All right, Elsie. When is your birthday, Elsie?
January 10th, 1994.
So can you do the math? How old are you now?
I'm 30.
Sorry, I'm terrible. That's why I'm a psychic. How old are you, Elsie?
I'm going to be 30 on January 10th.
Perfect. Perfect. Yes, your birthday is coming very soon. Okay. So as I look into your energy, I feel like you have been working hard at not taking sort of drama. You're stepping out of the drama around relationships, and that you've had, it feels like, two disappointing relationships that you thought you had, and you were kind of totally surprised by the way things turned for in a way that wasn't good for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, actually, they were too recent.
Yeah, and so my sense is that these men that are coming around are looking for mother figures that want you to take care. And they want to sort of curl up and be less than responsible. Is that a theme?
No. The last person that I had a relationship with, he pretty much took over everything.
He took over everything. Okay. All right. And so as I'm asking you to stand in your power this year and be patient and be clear about who you're calling in, right? And it's time for you to put some boundaries around the controlling ones. But I see there's one here, I don't know, that may already be in your circle that just wants to curl up and be taken care of. Have you seen him yet?
No.
Okay, so this is one that I want you to be, be aware that if he sounds too good to be true, he probably is. And good for you for getting the domineering one that took control out, right? Is he still calling you?
Okay.
Is he still calling you, Elsie?
Hello?
No.
Is he calling me?
Yes, the one that was sort of controlling.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we broke up and we kept in touch, because of him. He's the one that always called me and wanted to work things out, but I'm just unsure about him.
Yes. Well, it's time to get really sure. And my sense is that you need to go and take a good sort of inner look at all the energy you lost around him taking over. And he's not respecting your boundaries here. And so, but you have to be clear as well. And my sense is if you are looking for a marriage and a family, which I believe is absolutely a part of your path in the next 2 years, you need to be clear about cutting the ties with old relationships that are still sort of you're flirting with. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Right, and please clear it by the spring, because there's a man that's not too far from where you live that would be very interested in connecting with you. He's a taller man. You have tall men around you?
Yes, I only date tall men.
I know. Well, there's another tall
I don't like
one,
short men. It's just not attractive for me.
No, these are tall men, so that's right. But see, what you focus on comes in for you, and you're focused on the tall man. So there is a tall man that comes, but not until you do your work around this controlling man. And then there's another man that knocks on your door who is really wanting to curl up and sort of take advantage of your good heart. And so just be clear. You don't have to waste your time on that, so you can clear your path for the tall man who's quite athletic and involved in sports. Do you like sports?
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Depends.
I feel that it's important for you to find a link there with some kind of, it could be baseball together or some kind of sport that brings the two of you in a casual meeting. So get out there and have some fun in the spring and summer and look at co-ed teams of some kind, because he's definitely around the athletics.
Okay. And do you see anything else, like job or anything?
Okay.
We have about one more minute left
One more minute? Quickly, on the job, you have a part-time job right now?
Yes, I do.
Yes. And so there's another half coming to you if you want it. You need more. You need more hours. You need more income. It's time to go out and grab onto another piece. I think you can keep what you have, and either they're giving you more hours or there's another half job waiting for you to grab within the next couple of months. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
So, Elfie, when the tall man comes in the picture, let us know, okay?
Oh, I will you'll get the invite to the wedding.
There you go. We'll be there. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Oh, Bonnie, you're so cute. Cute caller. Any final words you want to share with everybody? Any events you got coming up? You got about a minute? No pressure.
Okay. Well, I think you can just visit my website and see that there are readings and CDs to have and information there at www.bonnieross.com.
Okay.
Just think about the storm that we've been through. You know, I know the States has been hit pretty hard, but certainly here in Canada we've had an ice storm. And it's really it forced us really to cooperate and to share and to be grateful. And
yeah.
It's really easy at times to take basic essentials for granted. And so this is a year that we can move out of old sort of energy of lack and limitation and into this whole cooperative and sharing energy of harmony. So important to state to opt out of drama this year. And if you're on this spiritual path and open to the guides and angels, just beware of the skeptics that might want to take your energy, because the skeptics, in my opinion, that don't necessarily believe in connection to spirit just haven't had a big enough angel experience yet, and they're coming in big and strong. So open up and embrace this beautiful energy coming in and stay grounded around the chaos as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you, my friend. Folks, again, you want to book a full reading with this girl. She's awesome, as you've experienced. That's BonnieRoss.com. We are so out of time here. Bonnie, I love you as always. I look forward to being with you on the 12th and watching you become a minister. I'm so proud of you, my friend. We've had a great show. Next week, we've got Michelle Bond on, and we're going to talk about healthy habits for 2014. On behalf of our guest, Bonnie Christina Ross, myself, Sue London, our producers, Christopher and Chrissy, we all wish you much love and many blessings, and I look forward to inspiring you again next week, same time. Have an awesome week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
Get Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find out by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.